It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Headspace Studios. Hi, welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. It's Dora here. So, lately, I've been wrestling with my sense of motivation. I'm finding my life has these cycles or seasons where I can be extremely motivated, and then other times, I'm not. I've been exploring where my motivation even comes from at times. In the past few months, I've been training for a marathon, and I've been faced with mustering up motivation from the most uncanny places. But one place that has been helpful for me is my future self, future Dora, future marathon Dora. And you may not be running a marathon, but this is something that could be helpful for you if you've been struggling to find motivation with whatever it is you're working on or working towards. Envisioning your future self and showing up right now for them. Because when we set out to make some type of change in our lives, the truth is we won't see the results right away. When it comes to healing or growing, these things take time. I look at it like a bank account we're depositing into. Each and every day, we're making our daily deposits into that account, whether it's through our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. In meditation, it's in attending to the present moment that we begin to lay the foundations for our futures. We can take care of the future by the decisions and choices we make now. But trust me, it's really easy to lose sight of that. As I write this episode, I'm in week 9 of a 12-week training group preparing for the LA Marathon. The other night, after being on set for 8 hours, we had a track workout, and I was dreading it. I was on my feet the entire day, and having to use those same feet to run numerous laps around the track did not sound enticing at all. But I had made a promise to myself that I would be fully committed to training. This was one of the moments where I was depositing into my future self. Present time Dora didn't care so much, but I know marathon day Dora would be thanking me immensely for showing up and putting the work in. So I went to the track, and I told myself that speed didn't matter this time around. As long as I got it done, that would be enough. And I did, and I actually enjoyed myself while doing it too. I do want to say that this futuristic thinking should be done with a sense of balance. As we all know, focusing so much on the future can make us forget about what's happening right now. So a tip that may be helpful in keeping us grounded is to begin to work backwards. For example, if you're working towards a goal, maybe you want to run a marathon or you're wanting to learn a new language or a new skill. Think of that future version of yourself. What do they know? What do? How do they act? How do they feel? And then begin to work backwards from there, identifying the things you need to do to work towards that. What thoughts do you need to think? What emotions will be supportive to get you there? What actions, behaviors, and choices do you need to make in this moment? These are your daily deposits. Check out my Good Intentions meditation in the app, and let me know what you're working towards. You can find me at DoraKamau over on my Instagram. As always, I look forward to hearing from you, and here's to our future selves. Cheers.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life. There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload. Relationships. Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.